Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Oh boy, I hear the leaf blower.
Hey, the leaf blower friends are back.
I love them every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, baby.
But it's episode 212 of the Super Mega Cast, so welcome everybody.
What's up, bitch? We in the 212?
We are.
And we are recording episode 212, so very exciting stuff. Ryan, you and I have been maybe playing a little Minecraft recently.
That is true, and we're going to play more tomorrow.
Yeah, we are.
Because now certain work days can be from home, because that's where we record Minecraft, which people thought it would never happen.
Guess what? Minecraft series coming soon. We did the first episode. We're just waiting for it to be edited. We're doing more tomorrow, and it's gonna be a hoot and a holler.
Hopefully, maybe by the time this podcast comes out, we'll have the first episode out. Who knows?
Ooh, hey man, might have to.
On YouTube.
Yeah,
not on streaming Spotify, because that's Wednesdays.
We just shot another mail video. Shot a Q&A for Patreon.
Yeah, we did.
It's been goofing off all day.
It's been a good old day. And now we get to end it by recording the podcast and listening to yard work.
Two of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Listening to yard work while trying to record paying all the money to get the room soundproofed and then having that completely undercut by somebody right outside the window with a leaf blower.
Yeah. Well, we usually record the podcast on days when they're not, but we decided to record it early so we could spend most of the day, if not all the day tomorrow, recording Minecraft. So.
Dude, I cannot wait to play. Like, it's all day I've been thinking about just playing more Minecraft. I'm in a big Minecraft phase right now, so it's perfect timing to play it up for the channel. I cannot wait to sit down and mine and or craft.
It's a good old game.
It's the best game ever made.
Right now, my main obsession is still Sea of Thieves. Because I played it back in the day with Ding Dong and like some other friends, but a lot of people got out of it, and which led me to getting out of it. Plus, it didn't have that much content, and Microsoft was essentially doing the games as a service model for it. So Rare was making the game, but I guess they didn't like fully get to finish it in the way they wanted to. So
Rare
it was very, yeah,
no.
So it was very bare bones in terms of the beginning. But there's been like two anniversary updates so far that have really fleshed out everything, and there's a whole lot more you can do. And every month there's a new update, regardless of if it's big or just small. But yeah, it's nice going out there on a boat, sailing the ocean blue, killing some megalodons, finding sometimes little ghost pirate ships will just breach the water from underneath.
Are there like randomly generated? Is it like randomly generated terrain or
no? It's all the same, the Sea of Thieves. So it's all the same islands and ocean, but it's huge.
I would love to play that.
You can't
that with
easily
you.
Just go boop, 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 and see everything. Like, I probably still haven't gone to every island yet.
What are, is it like treasure and shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of missions. There's like bounty missions where you go and kill certain skeleton pirate captains to collect their skulls as bounties. There's treasure maps. There's riddles you can solve. There's,
I love a good riddle.
Not tombs. I guess. No. Vaults with a bunch of treasure in it. There's ghost captain ships for bounties you can also do.
I want to play it with you.
It's super fun. I'm always down to sail. It's just like one of those things where it's in a usual game, like if you're on a boat, it's just the same as if it's a car or something, turn left, right. Except for this one, you still have your wheel, but you need to make sure your sail is either down all the way and going in the direction of the wind.
So you need crewmates to help out.
Yeah. Or I usually, not usually, but I like doing the sloop, which is a 1 to 2 man, just small, fast vessel compared to like the other ones.
What's that thing called? The crow's nest or whatever?
Yeah.
That would be.
You just go up there and just look, chill up there.
It's the easiest job. Just like, yep, just go sit up there. Like, I don't see anything.
Or you could be a build rat. You could, whenever we're being hit, you know, I'm steering it and I'm firing cannonballs at the other team. You could be plugging up holes.
Ooh.
You could be firing on them too.
Damn.
It's fun.
And it looks really fun.
And there's not really progression, I would say. It's not, you level up, but it's not like you get stronger or you get different weapons. Every time you start the game, you start out essentially the same as you did every other time.
Is it round based?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like a session that you go into. It's the way of progression is you level up certain factions that you do missions for, and then you get better missions, and then which means better rewards, and the rewards are spent on cosmetics. So it's like I can deck out my ship or my pirate and these things to show off, like, hey, look, I'm rich and I can buy all this shit.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's mainly just it feels nice just to hang out with friends in there.
Yeah.
I like it.
In a world where you can all be pirates.
This morning before I came here, I chased after and sunk a skeleton sloop.
Nice, man.
I know. And there's a lot of booty, but I had to get to work on time. So someone in that server gets to enjoy some bounty skulls. They get to enjoy an ashen chest, which I had to leave. Which
Damn,
you can
man.
Only
yo, you should just hit me up and been like, yo,
key.
Dude, I gotta get a little bit of loot real quick.
Okay, I'll make sure I'll do that for now.
I remember when I was a kid, I don't remember what they were called, but it was this. It wasn't a trading card. It was like a kind of like a credit card type piece of thing, and it would come in a packet like trading cards, and there'd be a couple of them. And there were punch out pieces, and you'd punch pieces out, and you could build like a 3D ship out of each card.
Like a pirate ship?
Yeah, like it was different pirate ships and stuff that you would punch the little plastic pieces out, and then you could like assemble it. And it was so cool. And I just reminded me of that. And does anyone remember those? Because I feel like.
I wonder if Kelly would have done it, anything. Because she loves pirates.
I gotta look that up, man, because I loved those.
Kelly loves her some fucking pirates.
She does love pirates. She's a foolish captain.
Yeah, she purposely, like, won't put on deodorant or shower or brush her teeth just to kind of, like, get
into
the pirate.
The
yeah, exactly.
Life of a pirate.
Which she's all the way in Canada, so it's not like I, we're hanging out in a group.
Well,
so I don't have to like put up with it.
She's French Canadian, and that's how the French just are.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the French side of the French Canadian coming out. They don't shave, they don't bathe, they don't brush their teeth or anything like that.
It's actually pretty funny. She has not a lot of people know this. I'm not sure she's too self-conscious about it. It's just not something that I ever brought up, but she has a sixth toe and she calls it her lucky peg leg, which I find kind of odd, but
I heard her mention that. I didn't know it was actually a okay, cool.
Yeah, but it's just a little tiny.
I haven't seen it.
Well, she hasn't shown off her feet to us, but
not yet, of course.
You know, she was staying at my place with Justin, and so it's like we'd all get up in the morning. We'd all be wearing our tunics because if you stay with me in the mornings, you have to wear your tunics, and then you upgrade through lunch and dinner time.
Yes,
but
I love sleeping over for that reason.
Yeah.
It's fun. Man, did you still do the prayer 5 times a day when they were staying?
Well, I might have had to make it 7 since they were guests.
Nice, you know? Nice.
From a different state, one from a different country.
Now, did you make Justin, because you have to wash your hands and face before prayer. I know Justin's very against that stuff. Did he do it before the prayer?
We made a deal, and I said, you know, as long as you wash the like soot and grime and food out of your goatee, then, you know, I'll be fine. You don't have to wash your whole face. Just
kind of around
get the crumbs,
mouth.
You know, all the little bits out of where you're speaking from, so you can show God some respect with those lips of
yours. That's fair. I'm sure Allah appreciated that.
But 100%, being real right here, I Sea of Thieves is one of those games. Much like apparently No Man's Sky, where at the beginning a lot of people played it, got bored with it and left, and then it's only the people who stuck with it or are coming back now that are like, oh, this is great. I'm having so much fun. Because I just go out sometimes on my own just to sail, just to like, I'll be listening to a podcast and I'll be like, I'll just give myself some busy work.
So Super Megacast?
Well, I have to listen to 50% of the episodes regardless.
That's true, because we edit the
podcast. Because we record them and I hear it when we're talking. And then I have to listen to it again
so,
later on in double speed.
For the people that brag, oh, I've listened to every episode. It's 8 days worth of episodes. We've had to do it twice, y'all.
Yeah.
I never thought about that because we had to be here for the recording session and then listen back to
it. We have to create the audio waveforms that the podcast turns into.
They have to come out of our vocal cords. They have to.
One more thing before we get off topic. I just wanted to thank Foolish Captain Kia. Or Captain Kiakis, for being a good sloop partner and for always being down to play. Justin's always down to play too, but Justin does this every time we try to get him on. He goes, "All right," and he ends up having fun. But it's sometimes a struggle getting him to play pirates with us.
It's probably because he's. Be so busy, dude. He's been painting his nails recently, doing the different
that,
pictures.
I can picture that's actually why he's not joining, because he's like busy painting his nails. Like, please join us with pirates, and he's like thinking about having to his nails to drive.
Give me a second. Right. I didn't realize how long nail polish lasts. I painted my pinky black like 3 weeks ago, and it's still.
So I have to do another shout out. For those, Kelly streams Sea of Thieves, and I was actually on a recent stream of hers. Go follow Kelly's Twitch and Twitter, but I'm talking about the Twitch right now because she streams every now and then. It's just nice streaming. Chill time. She usually streams with her friends, or she'll stream herself doing art.
Ooh,
doing
some. I love art streams. I love art.
Very relaxing.
Can you stream on Twitch? Just you reading like a book out loud?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You can stream anything on Twitch except for porn.
Because remember,
no, I want a fully inclusive platform where there's porn and then there's also
the problem is the porn always overshines
that
everything
is true.
Else. Like, for instance,
it would just be more porn than anything else.
Right, because like technically people make OnlyFans for non-porn or non-sexual stuff, but
well, even look
it's
at
always only going to be known as that.
Even look at TikTok. Like, porn's not allowed on TikTok, but I would say a majority of the shit that's uploaded to TikTok is sexual in nature in some way.
Definitely.
Whether
yeah.
it be the verbal content spewed or the visual. There's this recent, I don't know if you how often you get on TikTok. I get on multiple times.
I just actually started going on it because I mean I've been on it before, but
I've seen that recent trend where it's like it's like the girl and then she goes down and then her ass is up or whatever. It's like this big trend.
I haven't been on it enough to catch on to trends yet.
Okay.
But
there's a lot of trends that are just purely sexual and that's all they are. And then the girl will like, after they look sexual, they'll be like, oh my God, like cover their mouth and be like, this is so
dude,
embarrassing.
I hate the people on TikTok that do the really emotive faces. Like the...
I had to, okay.
Like, it's like the
confession.
Worst of theater kids.
I have a confession. You know, I guess all the power to her, not really, because I don't find her entertaining. And so I don't have to show her any respect because I've never met her in person. But Bella Porch is her name, right? The one who does all those faces. Who acts?
All you had to do was this, and I know what you're talking
who
about.
Who acts like a fucking 5-year-old.
Yeah,
and all
yes,
these
she looks
goddamn
like a 5, like,
men are just like, I'm so attracted to a
so
grown
hot.
Woman. Who's been in the military and
she's been in the military?
Yeah, she was in the Navy or something.
Yo, I love a bitch who's been in the military.
But I had
tell
to block her because I was tired of seeing her ass on my For You page.
I saw
she would just show up.
I told you. I think I texted you like yesterday, 2 days ago. I got on TikTok. First video I saw was her, and I watched all the way through. And it was yesterday, and it was a song that my friend actually made, mm-hmm. which. She didn't even credit. It just said original sound at the bottom.
Okay.
And my friend was like, what the hell? The TikTok has so many views and my song's not even credited. But I watched it once just the...
She like does
and
her nose.
I was like,
look,
nope.
If she wants
nope.
to act like a fucking baby, she can cry about anything. She can just go cry like a baby. If she,
she's going to roast us now. She's going to fucking roast. And she's in the military, man. She's going to get the fucking United States. Yeah, but she has connections, man. And we're talking shit right now. And she's going to get the fucking United States Coast Guard and Navy on her ass.
I just don't understand why she's acting like a prepubescent child.
Because it gets her fame. Because probably money.
Why is that popular? Why is that a popular aesthetic?
The I guess
not going as far as Little Space, because I'm not going to say it's Little Space, but it's edging towards Little Space type shit. You know what Little Space is, right?
No.
Okay, Little Space is, there's this BBC or some documentary on YouTube, like not documentary, a show that had a small snippet. You know, they share small snippets of shows to get you interested. And this is a snippet of a particular show about Little Space, or not the whole show. This particular segment was about Little Space. And Little Space is when you'll have someone be the dom, so like more of a fatherly figure. And then you'll literally have someone who, these people are, let's say, are in their 20s, right? And the other person will act legitimately like a toddler, will talk like a toddler, will play with toys like a toddler.
As like a sexual thing?
They say it's not sexual, because it's just like something they like. Like, for instance, there was footage of him taking her to the park and pushing her on the swing. And she's like, I'm having so much fun.
Oh, this is like, My Strange Addiction with someone like that, that they're, yeah, like a baby. Yeah.
And so it's around that. Because you know that follows them into the bedroom. Which,
it's not like they get in the bedroom and it's like, all right, I'm grown now, let's have sex.
Because they're both adults. So it's not illegal. It's just very weird.
It's weird. It's very it's a weird blurred line, and it's also, I feel like the people that, no shade, but I feel like the people that do that, I feel like there had to have been some sort of trauma or something to, like, you know, make that click the way it does, because that's not something that most people are doing. It's very, like, acting like a baby as an adult, like.
Then there's also, think about the other person on the other side of the relationship that likes to be with someone who acts like a child.
Yeah, that is weird.
You know?
That's really weird.
Like, I don't have the inclination to want to go out and hang out with a bunch of middle schoolers and high schoolers.
See, when I have that feeling, I just go hang out with children. I don't get an adult to pretend. I'll just go hang out with a child and have a great time. But yeah, that is weird. That's weird.
Yeah. Bella Porch definitely crossing that line, just acting like a kid, because she knows that weirdos and grown men, and just for some reason, I guess, just the populace in general love it.
Belle Delphine looks super young, you know? Like,
she used to have braces, so she used to really dig into that. She doesn't have braces anymore, so I'm sure she's probably doing well, but I'm sure she's floundering with that demographic.
They're like, where's the braces, god damn it?
God fucking damn
it. I'm pretty sure the guy that made that, there was a long time ago, there was that subreddit Jailbait, and I'm pretty sure that guy went to jail. The guy that made it, like, moderated it.
Isn't
and stuff.
It banned?
It's banned. It's been banned. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a thing on TV about it, actually, recently. Or not recently, but so I found out about it a couple years ago as I saw.
What other subreddits have gone under? The Donald went under.
Rest in power, boys.
Watch People Die went under, which is that. That's one that I actually went to every now and then. I found it interesting. I know you. People are like, you shouldn't be watching that stuff. It does thing to the mind. Well, I'm like, I don't know. For me, it's like, this is real life. This is what happens in real life. Like, I never wanna believe the facade in which I'm in. You know what I mean?
Well, everybody, to a degree, has a morbid curiosity, right? Because, like, everyone's curious about death.
Well, it helps me stay grounded. It's like, this shit happens. Like, throughout most people's lives, you know, unless they've been in some sort of tragedy, they go throughout it and they're just kind of like, oh, this stuff will never happen to me. It sucks that it happened to that person.
I wonder what the attraction is, though, to wanting to look at, like, the curiosity of wanting to look at it, brutal things like gore or videos of incidents. I've done the same thing, mm-hmm, and pretty much every guy I know has. And it's usually mainly a guy thing, but
I try to stay away from, like, beheadings or cartel videos. Like, I like the videos that I usually watch are like where the car accidents, or like if a tree just falls and lands on someone.
I can't,
like,
watch anything torture
accident.
Or like
anything that
anything
has
with
an
torture,
animal in
kids
it.
Kids or animals? No, can't.
No animals.
Kids too. I can't. Nothing with kids.
I did see one with I guess he was a kid, maybe a high school, college student. So maybe not a kid in terms of whatever your definition of a kid is, but a young adult just killed himself in front of his parents.
Ugh.
Because they were, I guess it was like one of those, well, fuck you, because they were yelling at him probably for something, and then he was like,
damn,
and then he did it.
Yeah, I wonder what that is, though, like the weird kind of morbid curiosity, and like why we have that. The internet has definitely
desensitized me. Because life is curious, Matt. The internet is curious.
It's a curious thing. I'm pretty desensitized at this point, just being on, I think a lot of people are just being on the internet for over a decade and stuff. You just become desensitized.
It's the same argument with, like, I guess, video games, right? If you see violence in video games, it's going to desensitize you to violence in video games or to gore in video games, just like in a movie. If you watch a lot of gore movies, you're going to be desensitized to that violence. But that's there's a clear step, because, like, if you saw that before you in real life...
Oh, my God, yeah.
You're not desensitized then.
You'd no.
It's viewing it through a screen and not taking a part of it in which you can kind of become desensitized.
It gives you, like, a sense of control over it.
Yeah.
And like, there's a separation between you and what's happening.
But, like, when people try to say that, like, violence in video games leads to violence in, like, real life, I tend to... Usually I'm just... Was that person just into video games and they also happen to be a violent person? Like, did they also read books? Are we going to blame books for mass shootings and shit? Like, everything that this person does, are we just going to blame? Like,
I blame those South Park boys. I saw a video, like, a compilation after Columbine of a... just like politicians blaming things, and it's like, South Park, that Doom video game.
Yeah,
Doom, I say it's those. Well, the Columbine kids did recreate maps of their high school in Doom.
Well, that had nothing to do with it being a
Doom
video
off the
game.
Shelves.
Like, they would have found another avenue.
No,
to
I know
that
has nothing to do. Like, Doom was not a.
Thoughts.
It's not like they were perfectly sound humans played Doom and were like, wait a second, we should kill everyone at our high school.
Wait. Video games aren't bad, it's the people that are bad. Just like how guns aren't bad, it's the people that are bad, Matt. Give me more guns.
I want
guns.
I do want a gun.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a little pistol. It's fun to shoot.
A little pistol?
I want one of the little, like, pimp pistols I can put in my, like, garter. I can wear a garter and just whoop, like, have it in my like ankle area and pull hike my pants up and spin it around on my finger and then pat, pat, pat.
I'd get a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, let it spray.
I'd get a sawed-off elephant shotgun.
Like, made of ivory?
Yeah. No, I'd have, like, a tusk on it so I could, like, stab people. Like, I stab people and then I fucking
twist.
Blow their stomach out.
Nice.
So, like, I hook into them and then, like, in Doom.
I've never played Doom.
See, you're thinking of violent real-life situations that was developed by playing the new Doom video game, Ryan.
Yeah. See, Ryan? See? Right there, man.
Yeah, but catch me actually doing it, and then we can talk. Well, we won't talk. I hopefully will be on death row.
What? Why are you saying we?
Huh?
You're saying
because
we
are talking about it.
You said we'll be on death row.
Oh, did I?
I'm not killing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt.
I
didn't mean... that was just a misspeak. You don't have to look too deep into it.
Well, I'll let you know. If you went to court for murder, I would come to your aid, and I would say...
Could you volunteer to do my sentence for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of it. What if people could do that? Just be like, he'll do the sentence for him.
Wasn't there, like, a thing in Breaking Bad where Saul got, like, people to do jail sentences?
Well,
it was, like, a case of mixed eye. Like, they just were like, you're going to go to jail as this person.
Yeah, because then they stop investigating because they think that they got Heisenberg.
Yeah.
Every now and then I'll have a dream about Breaking Bad where I'm watching, like, the final episode, but it's different from, like, what actually happened. And it sucks every time. And I'm like, man, this sucks. They ruined the show. I'm going to wake up and I'm like, oh, thank God. I will say, I think the final season of Breaking Bad is very, very good. I just feel like the storyline with the neo-Nazis kind of came out of left field. And then the whole ending of the show revolved around that.
The last season was very, not the whole last season, but I'd say the latter half of the final season felt very rushed. Because I thought a whole half of the season was going to take place when he was in the snow.
Yeah, I did too.
All that shit. Like, I thought a whole... Actually, before that, because you remember the flashback show him with a beard or whatever. There was a flashback where you see him with a beard. And I thought there was going to be a whole season around that specific
point
in time. But it was only, like, what, two episodes?
Not
even. Or just a episode?
Just the finale. And also, when they shot that originally, like, with the diner with the beard and the gun in his car,
they had
no idea what it was. They were just like, we're just going to do this and fill it in later. I wish that more of... Big spoilers for Breaking Bad, real quick. So skip ahead if you don't want to hear this. I wish that... Just going back to the root of the show, I wish that the ending of the show had pivoted more around Walt versus Hank.
Yeah. I mean, There was a huge component of that, but the intensity of it, the intensity of that dilemma wasn't really kicked up until the last half of the last season, or just the last season in general, where Jesse gets involved. Because until he sits on that shitter and figures it out, he really doesn't have that much of a, you know, there's constantly, you know, they're having conversations like, huh, you got me. He's like, could you imagine? Yeah, Willy Wonka.
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson.
Bryn Lilly.
Dude, that was good, though. I remember I watched on TV at the moment he, like, looks at the book and, like, looks up and realizes and it says it cuts to the end. I was like, I can't wait a fucking year.
And we did.
We did. And then good. Better Call Saul. We're going to have to wait 2 years.
In the first episode back, he fucking punches that dude in the face. Hank punches Walt in the face.
Oh, yeah.
He goes over to the...
That scene is so good. Where they're in the garage. That scene was fucking good.
It's like, if you truly do not know who I am, then maybe your best course of action would be to tread lightly.
Right. It's like, oh, beautiful. The writing, the performance. Fucking excellent show. The final season of Breaking Bad is just, I get chills, man. It's incredible. You guys can go ahead and take that off your bingo board. I've watched the first episode of The Sopranos. I really liked it. Because regarded as like the best show ever or something. Yeah.
I have no interest in The Wire though for some reason.
I've watched part of the first season. It didn't catch me that. But I was also in high school. So maybe, yeah.
Is he 24?
I never watched 24. My friend's parents watched it. And every time I'd be over at their house, it'd be playing. Oh, fuck. Oh, that scared me.
Right?
Ryan just picked up the prop gun and fired it at me a bunch. And wow, that made me get sweaty on my head and my forehead.
You better pray that we're cucks and we don't own real guns.
Because that would happen. And then
yeah.
You'd watch my head explode right in front of you.
Jesus Christ. Sometimes I get in my head and I'm just like, we're just having a conversation. And people have been listening to this for a long time. Thank you, whoever's fucking kept up with this podcast.
Yes.
I don't honestly know why, because as I've said time and time again, I would not necessarily watch myself, so I don't understand why people watch. You know, it's that whole dilemma.
Well, it's the weird thing is, like, you know, we're 212 episodes in, and I'm like, why are they still listening to us talk? Because, like, in my mind, like, we're just having regular conversation, and it's nothing groundbreaking, and it's nothing that entertaining.
Maybe it's just something to fill in the time. Like,
we're just talking to each other. Like, it's like, we're not even, like, cracking a ton of jokes or, like,
we're not talking about the most topical shit.
Yeah, we're just kind of just, like, talking whatever fucking shit comes up on our mind, and it's surprising how many people are still downloading and listening, and we honestly, like, I wish that we could show it more, because there's a disconnect between viewer and creator, but I wish that we could show it more how much, like, without sounding like a
good
fake
disconnect
or a broken record.
I think is healthy personally.
Oh, definitely. But so, we fucking appreciate all the support and all the people that still listen. Like, we got email stats the other day, and I'm just blown away at how many people
you were telling me
still
I was
listening.
Like, no, was that per episode you were talking about? That many downloads per episode?
Per day? Not per episode, per day.
Holy.
And those are on the older episodes, they said.
Really?
Yeah. So people are listening. It's really crazy that any given moment your voice and your thoughts are in someone else's head.
I can't wait for it to be turned against me someday. It already has. People are already tweeting shit every now and then where it's like, we're going to try to cancel you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I made jokes earlier in early Sue Megan on Oni Plays where it's things I wish I had never said. And every now and then I'll see someone on Twitter like, so why'd you say this? You're done for. And it's like,
you said this 6 years ago before you even moved to California?
No, it's just like,
and
yeah.
And matured as a person?
I said some dumb shit when I was like 21.
We still say stupid shit.
And I apologize if it hurt anybody. I it was not my intention.
Our intention is never to hurt anybody's feelings.
Jokes that at the time feel like they're acceptable and then in retrospect are not.
Yeah, you get caught up in the, like, let's be outrageous and be funny. And you think, you know, part of it's like, oh, it's satire. And while I do stand by satire being a very good form of comedy and that we tend to fall on a lot, I do see how in the past it can be viewed as a crutch for us.
Definitely.
And we used it when it wasn't necessary, or we just used it for shock value, or we just flippantly would say things that probably shouldn't be said, you know?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I feel like we've gotten better with it. where we're better people than we were, as long as we're continuing to catch ourselves and to,
cuz we've gone from
and
fucking,
to learn, you know.
We started Super Mega when I was 19. I'm 24 now, so that's a big fucking difference. So
we
definitely early
21,
on, yeah, and now 26. You're 26. So early on, I definitely, you know, we made a lot more edgy jokes, and also like the landscape was a little different back then.
You and I, if we were from California, you bet your ass we'd probably be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and not as edgy. Who knows, actually? I don't know.
The landscape was a little different back then. It was kind of on the tail end of when that kind of like really edgy.
Yeah, the Newgrounds the kind opening of YouTube phase. Like, think of like the shit Shane Dawson did. And like, people are like canceling him now about it, but let's not forget that millions of people supported him. And like, I'm not talking about, oh, these monsters supported him. Like, I watched him.
I did
and, like,
too
I didn't
back
think
then.
Anything of it. It's just like,
comedy definitely shifted. It's become a lot more,
yeah, but he gets punished and none of his fans get punished for it. And in retrospect, his fans can change his people and then condemn it, but he can never change his person.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he has been also pretty.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, like, there's always going to be.
You think he said worse stuff than us? I think so.
Oh, yes. Yes, he has. We've said some bad stuff, but he said some really
We've
bad
said
stuff.
We've said regrettable stuff.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like, edgy jokes that I'm like, oh, well, that's on the internet forever.
Sorry if you're offended, libtards.
Yeah, sorry, cucks. We said it. So what?
Why do I. This is just.
Playing with the gun?
Yeah. I got to throw it away. I got to buy myself a fake gun. So I can scare my neighbors with it. Like I'm getting groceries and then it just falls out of the back of my... Oops!
My glizzy!
Dude, I love glizzies, dude.
Glizzy is such a good term.
JK,
it means,
I love burgers more.
Well, glizzy means gun and hot dog.
And dick.
Oh, yeah, it means all three. That's a great fucking word. All three things. Gun, hot dog, and
there's a
dick.
There's a glizzy skin in Fortnite.
Is it called glizzy?
No.
Oh.
But, man. Dude, I can wear it. He has sunglasses and a backwards hat.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
And there's a glizzy skin in, what is it called? Fall Guys? Yeah.
Dude, sometimes I'll be in the kitchen making a couple glizzies and Carson will walk in and be like, yo, you making glizzies?
Do you make glizzies at home?
I do make glizzies at home. It's an easy, quick little, like, let's say I'm working on something in my room. I'm kind of hungry. I don't want to order food. I don't feel like cooking a meal. It's like, pop a glizzy in the microwave, throw it in a bun, get some relish, some mustard, some ketchup. My hunger is satiated, and I got the delicious taste of glizzy in my mouth.
Here's something you can add next time, maybe. And this is, you know, maybe you can add some spicy mustard, you know?
Spicy mustard?
Some spicy mustard, you know? And then put some crushed chips on that shit, and as well as some pickled carrot sticks. Some nice vinegar. It's
I tried
so
that at your house.
Yeah, I made a bunch of. It's because
it's
from
good.
Queer Eye, and
it's
they
good.
Made, it's the episode where they did the firemen's. I guess the firehouse, and they just made a bunch of. Anthony made three different kinds of wonderful hot dogs that I think are very delicious.
I would have never thought of. Okay, here's the thing, right? We've talked about this before. When Anthony makes that,
mm-hmm.
It's seen as like this, like. Like, kind of like, ooh, like intricate little recipe.
Yeah.
If you or I made that and came up with it, it'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
You just made a bunch of junk food.
Just putting chips and carrots on a hot dog?
Yeah.
Right?
We
it's
are.
Like, on it, like, whoever makes the food, like, the food itself is subjective based on who made it. Where are you going? What's wrong?
I'm going to go take a shit, but enjoy some ads while I do.
Okay.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
Good ads, man.
Yeah.
Really good.
I'm sure there'll be more.
Really, really
JK,
good.
We only have one this episode.
Yeah. I think so.
So it's just, yeah, we'll see.
Just one ad. We're treating you guys to something nice.
Yeah.
Special occasion.
Last episode had 5.
And then 2 at the end, apparently, on Spotify.
Yeah.
We don't put those in, by the way, guys. So those are put in after the fact by Spotify or
by Spotify,
somebody
by our agency because sometimes people buy, but at the end of the day that's after the podcast is already done, so y'all can just click off of it.
We do appreciate
it's not, at least it's not getting in the way, you know.
We appreciate being patient with us doing like 4 or 5 ad reads per episode. We'll always try to make them fun. You can always skip them if you want to.
True.
But it helps support the podcast. It keeps the lights on here at the Super Megaplex.
And you might find out about a product that you look up and you might actually like.
I will actually say most of the stuff is pretty cool. Yeah. All the stuff is, all of it
all
is
of
really
it.
Cool.
All of it.
But yeah, man, there's a big, 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 big fire.
Big chocolate cake.
There's a huge fire. I don't know which direction it is, but it's, I saw it on my way here. Huge. Like,
is it spreading?
It's like a massive pillar of smoke that just goes way up into the sky.
How do you know your house is going to be okay?
It's very far from my house.
Okay.
It's like 19 miles.
So you said there was a fire near your house.
Oh, that's another one that I just got a notification saying there's a fire near my house, like a small like structure fire.
Okay.
I mean, have you ever watched a building burn down? One time in Glendale, I saw a fire down the street. So I just walked down the street and this warehouse was just like up in flames and a bunch of people came out and watched it. And we just stood as close as you could before the firefighters blocked off and I just watched it burn down.
Could you feel the heat?
No.
No?
It was the fire was mainly like inside the building. It wasn't really outside. Just a lot of smoke pouring out. And yeah, a very interesting experience. Fire is scary in the sense of how quickly it can just consume and just take over.
Like, so when fire burns shit into ash, some of the ash is still, but some of it goes into the air, because like that smoke is from the fire burning shit.
The smoke is particles from it, I think, just going up, right?
But like, is it like particles of the stuff that was burned,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wonder, what is fire? Like what
energy.
Is it? And also, is it how does it burn things though? Is it just like intense energy that then when it comes in contact with something, the energy is so strong it breaks it down, I guess?
Yeah. Fire's just hot, man. But you're saying at the like molecular level.
That's why, like, I've never thought about what is fire. Because like when I light a candle, I can look at that little flame and it's so cool, but I'm like, what state of matter is that? It's not a gas. So
what is fire, huh?
What is fire?
It's Siri? Not solid.
Siri, what's fire? Is it plasma? Fire is the rapid oxidation of a material in the exothermic chemical process of combustion, releasing heat, light, and various reaction products. Fire is hot because the conversion of, I'd say, I'll just leave it there, but I guess it's something to do with oxidation. But, do you ever like light things on fire as a kid for fun?
Yeah. Like, I remember when I was young, I would, like in the bathroom, I would light toilet paper on fire and then throw it into the toilet afterwards.
But there's that part of you that always kind of like hold on to just for a little longer.
Yeah,
see how
you
big
hold
it
on
get.
A little, just until you're like, ooh, ooh,
like, ooh, ooh. It's exciting. I would, so my
how
next.
How houses are burnt down.
Too. That is how houses are burnt down. My next door neighbor, when I was growing up, they were out of town because they were out of town most of the year and I was in their yard. And they had like a big bed of pine straw. And I remember I had a lighter and I was like, I'm just going to light a little bit and just watch it just burn for a second, just see how fast it spreads.
It's dry.
I light it.
So it goes.
And it goes.
Oh, I'm sure.
Rick, and I started freaking the fuck out, and I'm stomping on it because I'm like, it could burn down my neighbor's house, could burn down my house. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to be so fucked. I stomped on it a bunch and like kicked it all around. But God damn it, dude. There's no worse panic than the panic of seeing a fire start spreading that you started.
It's because it was just dry shit. It was pine needles, right?
Yeah, it was like pine needles.
The same thing happens if you use a bunch of dead dry leaves. It'll produce a bunch of smoke and it'll burn really quickly, but you're not going to get a decent fire out.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you make a campfire out of like leaves and pine needles, it'll go and then it's gone.
You can use leaves and pine needles and then like kind of have that and then build like a kind of a cone of wood above it. So you can use it as the starting of a fire, dude, the kindling for a fire.
Fire making level 99 over here. You are a fire making expert.
When we went out to Australia,
I was impressed.
Thanks, man.
You were on it, man. When we were at camp in Australia with Max and Chad, Ryan was fucking just. He was on that fucking fire.
You have to tend
fire.
To a fire, or else it's going to go out, and then you have to start from scratch again.
You had your little lamp on your forehead, the little, like, flashlight.
The only
headband.
Other person that was manning the fire was Chad, but he kept on putting, like, Chad, I guess, just
He was insistent on his method, and you were like, no, Chad, that's wrong. And he's like, no, bro, it's right. And then his method was wrong, and then yours was amazing.
His method was literally putting a giant log and then setting it up, like trying to set it on fire so it would burn. It's like, I don't know. Try to light a whole tree on like a tree trunk on fire.
He made
with one lighter.
He made the little stack of like kindling and lit that, but then just put a big ass like 60-pound log on top. He's like, it'll catch, brah. It'll catch.
And I'm sure in his head, it's just kind of like in video games like Minecraft and other things. You know, it's the more wood you have, the more fire you can create.
It'll catch, bro. I remember that exact saying. You kept being like, Chad, you need to. He's like, bro, it'll catch, bro.
Didn't I actually wait till it went out and I had to start from scratch and build the fire again? Yeah. Because I was like, I'm just going to let him do it.
God, I miss the woods in Australia were so, like, the air was so cool and fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Remember waking up in the morning and, like, going for a walk in the woods in Australia and the woods, just the air was just the crispest, like, cleanest air I've ever felt.
Some good air.
And the
find
Yarra
air like
Valley.
That here too, not in California.
Not here,
but North Carolina mountains,
mm-hmm.
South Carolina mountains. Well, just make sure it's not humid.
Anywhere that's not humid and not near a major city, you can find that. Because fucking,
honestly, it felt nice in the middle of the fucking Arizona desert when you and I went for Area 51. Super clear,
nighttime.
Yeah, super chill, very open, very breathable.
I remember how weirdly quiet it was at night out in the open desert. There's nothing to make a sound, and it sounds like you're in a sound booth because you can hear you can hear all the bass of your voice. It's almost like it's like bouncing off of like sound foam back at you.
Yeah, because
there's nothing for it to hit
create
and bounce
that
back.
Echo.
So it's just going.
Like in a valley when you go, hello, you know, it goes down there and bounces off everything.
All the walls. But in the desert, there's nothing.
Mm-mm.
That was one of the coolest things I think about the desert was just how at nighttime, how quiet it is. There's no bugs. There's no, like, anything.
There are bugs in the desert.
Well, yeah, but, like, they're not like crickets. It was just dead silent. Kind of spooky, in a way.
It was nice.
But it was very peaceful. Like,
do you think that's a UFO? Do you think that's a UFO?
Just went out, and we were smoking cigarettes in the middle of the Nevada desert looking up. And I remember they were doing, like, red flag operations at Area 51 mm-hmm. that week, which is when I think, like, the other country's air forces come in and do like training routines, and way up in the sky there were all these like things flying around over Area 51, like weird colors, but they were definitely not like normal planes because they would go, so remember how fast some of them would go?
Yeah.
I mean, they would turn like almost like immediately around.
I think our boys just saw a UFO.
They wouldn't turn instantly, but remember how quickly some of them would just whip back around? I'm like, mm-hmm. How did a plane turn that fast? I really want to go back there. Nevada's cool. I like Nevada a lot.
The little alien. Mm-hmm. That's where we stayed. We stayed in one of the just the RVs or
one of the trailers.
The
yeah.
shared trailers.
Oh, that was.
You don't get a trailer to yourself.
Mm-mm.
Half of it's yours.
The other is like there was another couple staying with us. But I remember when that woman yelled at me in the diner.
What did you do?
I was just
you
trying
were fucking around with something.
No, we weren't fucking around with anything. We're sitting down. And I had the camcorder, and I was trying to get, like, a panning shot. Because the place was cool, and I wanted to put it in our Nevada, like, Area 51 vlog. And she goes, do you want to give me $30,000? And I was like, excuse me? She's like, do you want to give me $30,000? Then put the camera away.
$30,000 to film here. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, go figure that The Little Alien is not actually about creating a fun time for people who just want to go goof off at Area 51, where a lot of fictitious alien shit happens. And then, you know, she'll just... I mean, what do we expect at a place that literally is... No, I take that back. She should have just been nice.
Well, a lot of people, like a lot of older generations, like boomers, have a weird thing with filming, you know, yeah. Where it's more like taboo to be filming, right? Where I think our generation, everyone's fine with cameras. Everyone's fine with, most people are fine with being filmed. Like, I don't really care. But like a lot of people think that like if I'm filming on her property or something, like I owe her money, or there's going to be legal repercussions of me doing that.
What
or
if you're making a vacation video? You can't film in The Little Alien.
You better have 30 grand. You got 30 grand, Ryan, to give to her?
We should have just murdered her in cold blood and left her there.
I mean, that's a town of 24 people, dude. We could have easily walked over to that trailer.
They told us time and time again. If something y'all do anything, blah, 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 it's going to be, if you get caught at the Area 51, they're going to make you sit on your knees, and it's going to take them 2 hours to go get the sheriff, and you're going to be on your knees for all that time. It's like, okay, well, I mean, we're not going to go break into a military base.
There are YouTubers I've seen that will do the thing where they'll like, remember where you go and it's like, do not cross this line, they'll be like, ooh, and just run straight into it. And it's like, no shit, you're going to get arrested. It's a fucking military base with a sign that says, do not enter.
Yeah.
It literally on the sign says what will happen.
They do that with any other military
base. Also, it says on the sign, like, that by crossing, they are permitted to use lethal force. So I'm like, I'm not going to test that.
I know.
Like, if legally they can shoot me for crossing that line and they'll, like, get off scot-free, like, legally doing that, I'm not going to test it.
It must be good for the people at Area 52, because other military bases, there's no really like reason to like cross the line, so they probably actually get just real kooks crossing the line and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But for this one, I feel like they're at least we're only dealing with like internet nerds crossing the line. We're not dealing with people who want to come in and shoot up a military base.
Well, you'd actually
give us your secrets. I'm gonna go get the alien sperm from the UFO base.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I wonder what they have at Area 51.
Isn't it just an Air Force base? That's just tests, probably technology.
Probably just a lot of weaponry shit, like very classified weapons stuff. But that's it.
I don't think it goes deeper than that. I honestly don't feel like we've ever had I don't think our government or any government has some sort of saucer. There's no way you could keep that a secret. No fucking way that could
I think
be
it's possible.
To keep that a secret? Keep a fucking saucer secret, man.
Have to kill all the people who know about
it. I guess we did keep an atomic bomb secret, so.
Which I'm surprised.
But that's something people couldn't even conceive of back then. They didn't understand it. Like, people
we
know what
a UFO if we had one, you know? Imagine if they had a UFO, they'd keep it secret and try to reverse engineer it to figure out, like, how it works. Because what I find interesting about UFOs is how many of the like sightings and characteristics across the world are the same, like the exact same thing. And that's what I find interesting about it. How they like will instantly disappear with no sound, or like instantly turn around, or
change direction suddenly.
Yeah. So I've always thought that's interesting. But maybe they're not aliens. Maybe there's extra dimensional beings.
Who knows, man?
Or they're us from the future. They're time travelers. And that's why they look humanoid. That's us down the evolution line.
It's just a fucking ride at future Disney World.
We're going to the past. Oh, look, they're taking pictures. Poof.
Yep.
It's possible. It's possible, you know?
Anything's possible. Actually, I remember I got in trouble with one of my friend's very Christian mothers one time because she was like, God can do anything. And then, like, as a kid, I was like, God can do anything? And she's like, yep. I'm like, could he make like a dragon appear from the sky and I could ride it? And she goes, okay, smart ass. And I was like, what? You said he could. I was legitimately like getting excited. I was like, you're saying there's a possibility. I know it won't happen, but there's a possibility if God wanted to, he could make a dragon appear.
That was a crossroads in your Christian views, because that from that moment, if she was like, yes, you would have been like, wow. And maybe today you'd be a priest because you fell so in love with God but now she goes, okay, smart ass.
I think every Christian almost gatekeeps Christianity in their own special way. They all have their own, I can do this, but not that. I'm going to follow this of the faith, but not this. I'm going to read these books and yell their scriptures out, but I won't yell these scriptures out because it'll make me look bigoted and mean.
You know, when God killed the gay people for having butt sex, or when the stuff about...
Actually, Matt, that's a story of good things happening, because that was a whole city filled with pedophiles, actually. Because they didn't have a name for pedophiles, so they were just boy lovers or little boy lovers. So when they said gay people, it was just all a bunch of pedophiles. So it was a good thing.
Okay.
That's the turn that they're trying to make, I guess. Yeah. Do you notice as time goes on, there's different things that people have to, you know,
the justifications.
Say,
well, it's like my thing is, how do you justify the things in the Bible where it's talking about like owning slaves and then like if it escapes, like cut its hand off, or like if like your woman lies to you, like you can cut her hand off, like that kind of stuff. It's like,
that's why religion should be kept to yourself. It's just like it's more of a personal thing, spirituality, yeah. Right? I mean, like, I have no problem with that. I just my problem comes when people start to kind of
force it,
brainwash other, like, I don't know,
when it starts affecting other people's lives,
yeah,
that aren't a part of that religion, right?
Or if you use it to kind of mentally abuse a child
or further an agenda,
know?
Right?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I'm all for spirituality, like having a personal connection to God, whatever you perceive as God.
Yeah,
I think that's awesome.
Nobody's right in life. We're all just finding our own way.
You
don't need to be chastising people for not believing in a book that has a. Some laughable instances of non-science. So
you're telling me that the 14-year-old girl getting pregnant without having sex and giving birth to the Messiah is not scientific?
Son of God, who is also God, but not really. God.
And there's that third bro, the Holy Spirit. He's just chilling. He's like, yeah.
The same thing.
Who's the Holy Spirit? Does he have his own persona like Jesus has his own persona?
Thought about it like when I remember being confused about this when I was a little youth boy, when I went to youth group. And it was more like God, you know, God's the Father. He looks down and is judging everyone because he's a petty little man.
Bad.
Yeah. Or
sex bad.
Ah, I love it when Westboro Baptist says F-slur and protests dead people.
Yes.
Ah, it makes me so joyous and happy.
Dead soldier.
Then there's Jesus, who's all about supposed to be the connection of not the higher being, but the human being.
Hey, y'all, it's Jesus.
So we can connect with Jesus more. And the Holy Spirit is within all of us. It's our conscience. It's that thing that resides in everyone, their soul.
Is the Holy Spirit like the soul, like the energy?
The energy, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys, sorry, my dad's a little rude sometimes, but don't listen to him. He's being
silly.
Here,
just let me...
Just let me give you some Holy Spirit.
Did Jesus have wet dreams, you think?
Yeah. He had a penis and balls and nipples. And no, he didn't have a belly button.
Regardless of how religious you are, you cannot deny the fact that Jesus had a penis, two nuts, and nipples.
And a butthole. And that a butthole. Smelled like a butthole.
Feces.
Yeah.
Jesus had nuts at
he
a
farted,
nut sack.
He burped.
He had a foreskin.
Jesus would get erect when he like looked at a woman that attracted him. I know people are like, he would never, but sorry, it's involuntary. It's involuntary.
He's man.
He had to go through puberty at some point.
You know how us fellas be, right, Ryan?
Yeah.
You know how us fellas, we see a hot girl.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.